Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
The key element in our battle against cancer has always been early detection. The factor has been life-changing for many cancer victims. For instance, 9 in 10 bowel cancer patients survive the disease for at least 5 years if diagnosed at the earliest stage. And more than 90% of women diagnosed with breast cancer survive for at least 5 years if detected early, compared to the 15% of women who have been diagnosed in the advanced stages of the disease. All of our current detection techniques are based on the discovery of a physical sign of cancerous growth, which even though a tremendous improvement over historical diagnostic techniques, is still attacking the problem after the proverbial fox has entered the chicken house. In a global cancer/tumor profiling market expected to hit $35 billion by 2018, there is a company, Biomark Diagnostics, currently trading on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol BUX, which is developing a diagnostic technique that will identify the presence of cancer earlier than any method to date, while the tumor is pre-visible and pre-symptomatic. This means the patient can begin treatment while cancer is still a relative twinkle in their eye, leading to significantly greater successful treatment outcomes. It may not be the cure, but it will be the next best thing in our fight to defeat cancer's hold over us. Hi, I'm Galen Engen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I am speaking with Biomark Diagnostics founder and CEO Rashid Ahmed to get a better idea of the company and its tremendous potential to disrupt a multi-billion dollar medical market. Thanks for joining me today, Rashid.
Thank you very much, Galen. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Rashid, tell us a little about Biomark Diagnostics and how it got started.
Well, Biomark is an old story. We've been at it for the last 8 years. We started off really in 2007 when we licensed the technology from the University of Manitoba. A very interesting technology, which was discovered by Dr. Daniel Sitar, head of pharmacology and therapeutics. He had an interesting discovery. He looked at an enzyme called SSAT, an enzyme which is upregulated in cancer tumor, and a way to capture that upregulation using a drug, a safe drug called amantadine. So that's where our journey really began.
So why don't you tell us a little about the technology itself, what you're using to detect cancer before it has any visible form?
Yes, the technology that we're using is really, again, the amplification of this enzyme. Lots of tumors shed a tremendous amount of material called metabolites. So the challenge has always been to capture this metabolite at an earlier stage, if possible. So the challenge really for a lot of the industry participants was really to quantify and qualify the metabolites. So Biomark basically started off looking at this area called metabolomics, which is really, really exploding currently. It's estimated at about $1.8 billion in 2014. It's supposed to grow to about $10 billion by 2019. Mm-hmm. So what Biomark does is basically we provide a drug called amantadine to a patient who is suspected of cancer. Mm-hmm. And we capture the upregulation of this enzyme through this drug. So it's really a clean capture of a cell morphology of cancer at a very early stage. So from that perspective, one of the key things is, again, how do we capture it and how do we quantify the enzyme? That's where really our technology is really, you know, taking leadership.
So that's one big advantage. But what are the other main advantages your detection method has over traditional cancer diagnostics for both the patient and the doctor?
A couple of things. One, we use non-invasive methodology. We use urine. The second thing, it's cost-effective. The other thing is it has a high sensitivity and specificity. So those are some of the challenges that we're looking at. Galen, most of the technologies right now for detection of cancers are very, very costly, like CT scans. Mm-hmm. And typically they're used to catch cancer or capture cancer once they're over 1 cm. Okay. The other technologies are typically, as you mentioned earlier, most of the cancers are detected late. What we're trying to do is to kind of move the needle a little bit on the left side, to capture it while the cancers are really at their early stage. So that's what we're trying to do. And it's again, very, very promising. The results have been really interesting for us. And as you know, we're just in the process now of putting a lot of our work into submission to Health Canada for approval purposes.
Speaking of which, in a recent news release, it stated that Biomark Diagnostics is working toward completing phase 3 clinical trials for its groundbreaking detection technology. Would you give us an update on the progress of these trials?
No, absolutely. I mean, one of the key challenges is making sure you have the right capturing methodology. So we wanted to make sure that our standards met Health Canada and FDA requirements, because this area is really around quantification. You want to make sure that you're really providing the right quantification, the amount of enzyme in your biological sample. So we had to, start from scratch to do that, and that's what we did. It took us a couple of months. We've already done that. The samples have been sent to the labs for quantification. The results have been now submitted to third-party folks to put the results into a tabulated format and then submit it to Health Canada. So we're looking at, by the end of summer to have a report ready to be submitted. The process is long. There's a lot of paperwork. We just want to make sure we do the right job when we submit to Health Canada so that, we could introduce the commercialization of the technology if the results meet Health Canada requirements.
Well, that being one major milestone, what are some of the other milestones that Biomark has hit in the last 12 months that investors should be aware of?
A couple of other milestones for us is basically we have already started another clinical trial, again, extension of our technology platform. Biomark is not a single technology platform company. We're looking at response to treatment. We're working with Cancer Care Manitoba. We have the Health Canada approval and also the ethics approval. This would also open up another market for us to look at response to treatment for chemotherapy, which is a staggering amount of dollars. The other one is response to surgical intervention with Dr. James Bond at the Fraser Health Authority. Again, this is a big market for people who are detected with cancer at the early stage. But what we want to be able to see is the effects of cancer resection, how to monitor if the cancer recurs or not. So very, very interesting areas for us to expand our technology within the same vertical. Gives us a lot of scope to play in that area. I think the big thing for us is to really start thinking of ourselves as a partner to a potential industry and the government partner in providing better healthcare with limited or, per capita shrinking in that space. There's a lot of things happening here, as you know. The current cost of healthcare is just expanding so much, exploding, burden on current population and future population. We know cancer is going to be a major contributor effect on the cost side. Our solution is providing better diagnostics, which is cheaper. So the key issue there is going to be, how can you do more with less? And I think our technology provides an avenue for both the government and insurance and really the patients to have access to excellent technology that can really change lives.
So as Biomark moves further into 2016 towards the milestones that you guys have set for yourselves, what do you think some of the challenges are that are going to be facing you as you work towards achieving those milestones?
I think our key challenge is always making sure that the data holds. That's obviously a very, very important thing for us. Making sure that we can complete our clinical trials, and then the other thing is basically bringing new doctors or key opinion leaders together, because this is again a new science. Making sure that our science is incorporated into current practice becomes a very, very interesting challenge for us. The other thing is really looking into in the United States. You're finding a lot of advancements in health retail sector. CVS, for example, having the Minute Clinic, one-stop shopping where people are going into screening, monitoring, and things. That's a good opportunity for us to start thinking about if we can start providing those services as well in the U.S.
Speaking of expansion plans and growth, how are the books at the moment? Is there going to be another financing push in the near term? I know that you're a biotech company and you're pushing out new technology, so the answer is probably going to be yes, but I just wanted to hear it from your point of view.
Yes, absolutely. I think part of it is making sure that, again, each financing is successful in achieving specific milestones, and again, keeping the same culture of reducing the burn rates while, you know, shielding the shareholders' capital. So I think it's going to be a very interesting time for us, and we definitely will do the next round of financing as we achieve specific milestones, because we want to do financing at a high level, especially once we, you know, go through Health Canada.
So what would you say to investors considering Biomark Diagnostics as an addition to their portfolio?
I think if you look at the opportunity, look at the milestones that we've been able to achieve, it's a great bargain. There's tremendous amount of potential in the diagnostic space. Mm-hmm. For us, I think we're totally undervalued at this price. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be some great work coming out in 2017. There's a lot of fusion happening at the consumer level. There's a lot of fusion happening with technology. I think we've got a lot of interesting stuff in our pipeline that will address, both the retail side, both the government healthcare budget issues, and also, I guess, for the insurance purposes. I think we provide really great value to the healthcare. But I think, again, for our investors, I think it's going to be a very interesting 2016, 2017.
Well, there you have it. Biomark Diagnostics, in my opinion, has certainly come to the party with a unique proposition for both the medical and investment community. The incidence of cancer continues to plague us, with over 1.5 million people expected to be diagnosed with the disease in 2016 in the U.S. alone, with over 500,000 people expected to die from the disease in the United States in 2016, Biomark's game-changing technology may just turn the world on its ear, saving the lives of millions and providing smart, socially conscious investors a profitable long-term return on their money. Don't take my word for it, however. As always, do your due diligence before making any investment decision. Again, Biomark Diagnostics currently trades on the Canadian Securities Exchange under the symbol BUX. This is Galen Engen, and I've been speaking with Rashid Ahmed, founder and CEO of Biomark Diagnostics. Thank you for talking with me today, Rashid.
Thank you very much, Galen.